We're live. Shane's back.
Shane's
everybody back.
Zach's not here.
Yeah, Zach's not here. If you can't read between the lines, Zach and I are beefing big.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah. What's the beef? What's the beef?
I'm sick of it.
Air it out. Yeah, let's gab about it.
I just can't stand the way he talks to me.
How? What?
Just demeaning.
What did he say this time?
I don't want.
What's the straw that broke the Shane's back?
He made fun of my micro penis.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. What exactly did he? What was the burn?
It's so small. He said.
Oh wow! Not even a good one.
No, jeez. I love you, Zach.
It's pretty insensitive.
You were just saying how my life's over.
Yeah, I love your micro penis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm pissed about is I feel like Woody and I don't get enough recognition for being the backbone of this podcast.
Yeah, preach it, brother.
It's fucking bullshit. Yeah. I had a moment, we were going back and forth about when we were going to record today. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to fucking record.
That's fine. You just gotta speak it.
No, it'll die.
You just have to speak it.
It'll die.
You just have zero. You know what's awesome? Zero commitments.
Yeah.
You have zero commitments. That's why you're the backbone. And Woody's like the tech guy.
I push the buttons.
I'm like the talent, you know? So.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Lou, we're ready for you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, I was just like. You know
You're right. You guys are the backbone. We are.
I want to be the diva for once.
Be the diva.
I want to.
Advertisers are complaining. They're like the episodes with you and Corey, which is every one of them.
Every
they're like are
one
great, but you know we have to pay you guys four times what we normally pay you. What if we just pay you and Corey? And I was like, well, we could have our own little spinoff podcast.
We're not splitting it evenly anymore. You're getting 1/8.
We're going to do fantasy date day for the AM hours.
Hold on. I bought a lot of tickets, so.
Whoa.
I'm going to win fucking.
You have to split it if we're here.
No, the rule is.
I'm going to grab the ticket and I'm going to run to the liquor store.
I'll wait, eat it.
There's a liquor store right there. I wouldn't put my shoes on.
Let's think about this. You do eat it. And I go, no. I had the winning ticket.
You can't do anything.
I wouldn't eat it. That thing's worth like $1.8 billion or something.
You find out you're right. Won.
I'm running there.
Yeah.
Muddy socks.
If you...
slam it on the desk.
Ticket goes flying.
Oh,
I thought you meant you fell. Like you were running there and you fell.
No,
ticket goes flying.
I'm like collapsing at the liquor store desk, slamming it down, being like, I got the golden ticket.
I don't even think, what's the first, we don't need to go dive into the fucking lotto thing, but you win, you see the numbers. Do you go
you
immediately?
Yeah. No.
You don't go to the liquor store, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. No.
You get a fiduciary. You hire like one of the top like five law firms in the country.
Yep. But
you stay anonymous. You got 6 months. I think you have like 18 months.
No. Okay. So what happens if it's $1.1 billion jackpots tonight?
They know
I win.
They know if a winning ticket is bought based on the numbers.
Yes. So they halt everything, or they're
like somebody won. We gotta reset it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think if it's unclaimed, then like all of it goes to the state or something.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Okay. So you scan it. You win.
Yeah.
I eat the ticket right in front of you. I eat the winning ticket. Would you murder me? And
I'd cut your belly open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. You'd perform seppuku on him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even let him do it.
I would go for the throat. Maybe trachea.
And they would be like, "Why is this ticket all bloody?" And you'd be like, "Don't."
Oh, you cut his stomach open to get the ticket. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a painful death.
I just kill him.
When you eat things, they go
into your lung.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
how you stay fit.
Mm-hmm.
You breathe your meals in. You don't even need to eat the nutrients. You just breathe them in.
Guys, so are you going to check it or no?
No,
he's looking at Chelsea shit.
No, I'm not.
He's looking at the
front page of Reddit.
He's looking at
why?
Just in case. Just to have it.
Okay, you guys know how Texas banned Pornhub?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Houston Rockets and Dallas Mavericks are a combined 11-0 since Pornhub was banned.
Wow.
Both Texas NBA teams are undefeated.
I love that stat.
That's so sick. That's
such a good fucking stat. Like, damn, I can't beat off anymore.
I've got to train.
What?
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. Like, damn, I got to, like, yeah. So good.
Did you see
that? Wait, so it's just you can't get on. There's not Pornhub.
You'd have to, like, use a VPN, you know? That's yeah.
But what about other sites? Like, is there X-Hamster?
No, well, I don't know.
No.
I think what happened
X-Videos.
Was, I think, like, there was a local law. Like, it was, like, a township or something made it illegal. And they're just like, fuck all of Texas then.
Tight.
They're like, it's hard. We can't, like, get the geographic isolation, like, based off of this one area. We have to just do, like, the whole state.
Why would they? Oh, results aren't in yet. Okay.
Okay.
Why would they ban Pornhub? What was their reasoning?
It was like some, like, I think I'm talking out of my ass, but I think it was like some small county in Texas voted to like ban pornography.
Losers.
And it was easier for Pornhub to like turn it off in all of Texas. Yeah, 316.
Yeah.
Whoa. You mean the charge on banning porn in Texas?
We gotta ban all this porn, brother.
that's Hulk Hogan.
No, that's I saw the Stone Cold Plunge thing. They're basically the same. He smashed a beer over his head, and I was like, okay, that's Stone Cold.
God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
This fucking porn. Gotta read the Bible. 3:16 is my favorite passage.
Kind of along the same lines. I read today Britney Spears has an OnlyFans.
Oh, what?
Yeah. How wild is that?
Are they...
Oh, yeah, she's just...
Whoa, Britney.
That's two different people, it looks like.
That looks AI. I feel like that could be artificially inseminated. That's what that means, by the way. AI, you guys didn't know?
Artificially inseminated?
Yeah, robots are, like, busting.
I love Daily Mail because they're just, like, straight up showing Britney Spears OnlyFans content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not copywritten or anything.
Guys, I think the biggest news of the week, and I wish fucking Zach was here, our science guy, medical dude.
Oh, we got it.
But dementia can spread through organ transplants. If you get an organ transplant of someone that has dementia or died or has, like, dementia cells in their body, it's in that organ, and you can contract dementia.
What?
Because, like... There was some scientific study that I think we talked about when Zach was here about how dementia was contagious. They figured out that, like, it was spreading somehow.
Yes.
And, like, that's how it's spreading.
That's probably happening so much.
Dude, just, like, random, like, some guy gets hit by a car, they take him to the hospital, harvest his organs, and, like, heart dementia, stomach dementia, butthole dementia.
If it hasn't developed yet, could it still be in there?
I think there's, like, sleeper cells. Because you can have dementia without, like, you can have it. Apparently, you can have it, like, in your genetics. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's kind of on the same line, like, relating to that. There was a lady, her husband killed himself, and then he donated his heart to some other guy for a heart transplant. The widow ends up marrying the guy that got the heart transplant, and then that guy killed himself.
Whoa.
Where's the heart now?
Ice queen.
I don't know. Maybe
she broke that heart twice, rather.
Whoa. A black widow sort of situation.
A telltale heart situation. She hears it beating.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, she heard it beating and she recognized it, so she killed. She made it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to get on the ear.
She was like, "This heart beats exactly like my husband's heart." Yeah. And he's like, "It is your husband's heart." And then, she was like, "Ugh!" And then he saw her reaction and had a heart attack and died.
Oh, yeah. So he didn't even kill himself.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one heart couldn't take that woman twice in two different bodies. She was so insufferable.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The heart was like, not this shit again. I fucking ended this, goddamn it.
That's a real DBW.
Yeah. If dementia can spread through transplants, then so can heartbreak, you know, and depression.
I mean, where does it stop now? You know?
Yeah.
You gotta start testing for everything.
Did you guys know that during World War II, the U.S. Army designed the hand grenade to be the same size and weight as a baseball?
That makes sense.
And that's how, like, soldiers, like, they knew how to, like, judge distance. Yeah.
That's why you had so many
accidents too, because they were playing catch with him.
Yeah, and hitting it. You hit one of those with a bat.
They're like, guys, these are exactly the same weight. They're just like, don't pull the pin.
They're like, guys, if we're gonna play baseball with these, leave the pins in.
Yeah, leave them. We're losing too many guys.
Come on,
dude.
Yeah. Pretty sick.
Is it like the pineapple ones or the round ones?
What do you mean?
There's like the pineapple grenades. And then round
grenade
ones.
Guy over here.
Big grenade guy. I'm a big grenade guy.
I know there's the German stick ones.
Those
it's
are
not
the coolest.
Those aren't baseball design.
I feel like I'm not throwing that as far, but I
don't know. It's if you tight. Give it if you give it like a disc
like
golf
like
wrist, you
yeah.
know?
But I'm fucking rifling. I was gonna say if I needed to like grenade a bunker or something, I feel like I'm gonna be a lot more successful with the fucking circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely.
But they wouldn't have made it if I mean there's some advantage. There's something there.
Yeah.
No.
They should have made
it. You know, like Revenge of the Nerds where the guy the javelin throw.
Yeah.
You know, it's like his flamboyant movements and he throws it the farthest.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
That they only do.
The army saw Revenge of the Nerds and they're like they're onto something here. Yeah. This prance.
Yeah.
Aerodynamics, huh? Mm-hmm.
We got a guy named Booger.
They're like, these Nazis think they're ahead of technology. Yeah. Have they seen Revenge of the Nerds? No, they have not.
Because Revenge of the Nerds came out before the invention of the grenade.
Yeah. That's the bit.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
Nice.
That's the bit.
You got there.
Yeah.
How deep are we in? 13 minutes? Nailed it.
Not Why? Even.
Well, we got the bit. We did it.
Yeah, that's
so. We're in the bonus.
We're done, guys. Yeah. See you next week. Sorry, advertisers. What were you gonna say, Corey?
There was an article that came out recently, and it was a journalist that was spending time with one of our favorite guys, Donald Trump.
DT.
And his favorite movie apparently is Bloodsport.
Donald's
favorite movie is Bloodsport.
That explains so much.
But he fast forwards.
Pocket sand.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
He fast forwards through the entire beginning and just watches the fight scenes.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he watch the training?
No.
I would stop at the training. Watch the training and then fast forward to maybe stop at the where he's running away from the two agents. That silly little bit they do.
You gotta watch the bang scene.
Bang. There's a bang scene in?
Well, there's like a night scene and he's like riding the train and then doesn't he bang the reporter chick? Yeah, they bang.
The best bang scene is in Roadhouse, which they're like on the roof
in the barn.
So tight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A
good
and then
roll
that's
of
like,
the hay, dude.
Yeah.
Classic.
Is the new one any good? Do we know?
It's really
good. Watchable.
You saw it?
We talked about it on the pod. I don't know if you listened.
Yeah, you didn't listen?
You're not caught up?
No.
No.
You don't listen to us?
No, I do, but I just, you know, it's going to sound cliche, but not that one, you know? I just didn't get to that part.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're that advertisers?
Well, now that Dune 2 is successfully pirated, I just checked. That's what we were talking about this morning. Our watch series HD.
No, don't. Please go see it.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be
not
able
with that attitude, dude.
Oh, sorry, Leanne. I'm going to leave for 3 hours.
Just leave? People have been having kids and seeing movies since the dawn of time.
Not
dude, since
no.
before movies
not
were dude. Even a thing. Not dude.
Not dude. I need to get in the right headspace. No.
Only single people that don't have children have seen Dune.
Yep.
Get the data.
They did. They officially greenlit Dune 3, though.
Yep.
But it's not going to be the next movie Denis makes, which kind of makes sense. There's like a time jump, but everybody's on board, and they're like, yeah.
Isn't he making his next movie is like some nuke movie?
Yeah.
It's Oppenheimer 2.
Yeah.
I think.
Part 2.
What is he? Denis? Is he French?
Denis, yeah.
Okay. From like Paris?
Maybe. Somewhere over there.
Okay. Is he from Nice?
Nice.
He's from Cannes. Cannes.
Oh, okay.
Cannes, yeah. Cannes, France. ACAB, watch.
Yeah.
Did you guys see so like a few years ago, this 15-year-old was kidnapped by her dad, and there was a high-speed pursuit, and she was like gunned down in like whatever, and the cops were like, yeah, she like fucking fired a weapon at us, and like we had to put her down.
Cool.
Video was finally released like 3 years later, right? And there's like a high speed pursuit. The like Ford Bronco or whatever car, it like stops, and there's this was like went viral. This woman, this 15-year-old, like gets out, and she's got her hands up, and the cop's like, get on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, put your hands over her head. And she does. And then another cop is like, get up, walk towards us. Yeah. Put your hands up.
No, no, get down.
And it's like, and she's like, hands are up as high as they possibly can. And she's like walking towards them. And then other cops are just like, gack, 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 gack. And they're like, no, don't shoot her. And then it's like, cool. Just murdered this 15-year-old victim.
Yeah, what the
fuck? I'm pretty sure the dad lived. They like shot, dude, so dumb.
Wow. Yeah.
And, like they knew.
She was a threat.
They knew that she had been kidnapped, right? And like, yeah, you gotta watch the video. I mean, you don't, but.
I don't. I don't think I do.
It's just like, and the cops are like suspended with pay.
Right. But now it's like I'm sitting
here. Internal investigation.
I'm going, yeah, that makes sense. You know, yeah. Which is so bad.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's just like, oh, and another one. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't make sense. But it's like, yeah, that's believable.
Tale as old as time. Yeah, ACAB, all of them.
Dude, the 99 cent stores are closing.
Now. I saw that. All of them.
There's going to be a sale.
No, people are already, I saw it on the news. It was like, well, people are already lining up, getting their any deals. It's like, dude.
They're going to sell all the furniture. That would be chill to have like a big 99 cent store sign.
Dude, the fact that they sold beer at the 99 cent store is so cool.
Did they?
Yeah. My grandpa used to go get beer at the 99 cent store.
Sick. Like King Cobras or what?
I don't know. Dude, they just had beer there.
What?
Yeah.
So Lucy's?
Lucy's.
Yeah. So chill.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's kind of a bummer.
End of an era.
End of an era. That fucking center, the Jungle Video, dude, and the 99 cent store.
Is Jungle Video still going?
No, it's fucking...
I think it's just empty.
Yeah, it's empty.
Yeah, it's always a good sign.
You have the fucking... You had Springdale Drugs, which is like your candy. On deck.
Yeah.
Then you had Mario's, top tier Mexican food, 99 cent store, and fucking Jungle Video.
There was a barber there that I went all the time. Yep. The tire place. I went to the barber. Mm-hmm. There was a bike shop over there.
Those guys are dickheads. Yeah, fuck those guys.
Fucking asshole. Fuck that guy. I was just going to say.
Yeah. Nice.
Fuck those guys.
Ace Hardware right there.
True.
Those guys are cool. I forgot Ace Hardware.
That's
what
good...
a fucking center.
Yeah.
What and the
car
center.
Wash. Car wash. And... hand car wash.
Yeah.
Details.
They didn't fuck around.
That donut shop was really good.
Mm-hmm. King's Pizza?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That might be the best across the street, though, right?
King's Pizza?
No, it was in there.
That one's right there.
What was the pizza place by next to Vaughn's? Like Catty Corner. You know
now,
what
that's
about?
King's now.
Oh, okay.
It used to be...
right there.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, if that 99 cent store wasn't there, we wouldn't have done the dumbest thing we ever did in our entire lives.
I know. Almost changed the trajectory of our entire lives.
Yeah. Could have been in prison or dead.
Yeah.
What a great store, though. Just like the possibilities, obviously, you just said. But what do you want? Do you want to get some silly outfits? Do you want to get some cheap food? Did you just move into an apartment?
Yeah.
Did you need just cheap, like, serving spoons?
Cleaning supplies.
Everything.
My mom would go there, like, multiple times a week, and we would have to go, and I was like, fucking whatever. But then in middle school, I was like, damn, all this candy's so cheap, I could resell this shit. Yeah, in school. Yeah.
Whoa.
Had a little side hustle going.
I remember
you get 3 for 99 cents and you sell them for $1 at school, and everyone's like, oh fuck.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, business.
Splitters. Remember they sold like Walkman splitters.
Yeah.
So 2 people could listen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't have any friends, so I never had like a splitter situation.
You didn't hang out with
no.
us.
No. I had a Zune.
You had a what?
A Zune. I didn't have an iPod, I had a Zune.
Nice.
Those are cool.
Damn, that's
how does this make you feel?
I saw that.
Okay.
Do you want me to read the text?
Because I can't read.
So there was, I'm just going to give a little background. Siamese twins. One of them got married.
Yep.
One of them. It's not like, I would just think that you just married.
Nah.
No? Okay. And Corey just handed me his
phone. They're two separate people.
There's
dude.
A picture, you're right.
Exactly.
As soon as I said it, I'm like, who's going to jump on my fucking nuts right away? Okay, so she's tweeting, the two women,
yes,
Brittany and Abby, because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you, yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one, but when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she just puts the pleasure out of her mind.
No, that guy's a shitty bang guy then.
What?
Yeah.
I'm more focused on... You're reading your book. You're listening to your true crime. Oh. Yeah. She has.
No.
She's got the Bose noise canceling headphones.
There's like a curtain between her head and her.
Well, that's good for them.
While your sister is giving a beach right now.
Corey.
No, that guy does not know how to lay pipe properly.
He looks like
a
freak.
Why do you say that?
I feel like if he let me see this guy.
He looks like a freak.
He could throw some weight around.
Why did you automatically say that?
Because like. The orgasms can't be that great if she's just like, I'm going to ignore it.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, we all know the female orgasm is a myth, but like, you guys, come on. No one, they don't do
You've
that.
Seen one?
I've heard about one.
What?
But they were lying.
I heard they stink.
Orgasms?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
There's a stench to orgasms.
like a mutual orgasm smell.
Yeah. I heard there's a stink to them.
Damn. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Smells like orgasm.
Like, you know how that would be great? Because you know when you're walking to a random place and you're like, fuck, it smells like weed, you know? Like, who's smoking weed?
Yeah.
And if you could just pinpoint some, hey.
You're like, there's a shared orgasm here. Which two people orgasm?
Hey, you dude. Here's one other person in the room.
Did you orgasm with me?
Yeah,
I didn't feel it.
Yeah. She just nut.
I can smell it, but I didn't feel it. That's so weird.
Well, that was like going around on Twitter like a couple weeks back. It was like some girl was like, you can smell when guys jack off, like have jacked off recently.
Yeah, there's a musk.
There's a musk. There's pheromones.
No way.
I just want the stink to be more prevalent.
Are you
like
sure?
Prevalent. Yeah.
Yeah, when I have my first one, I'll let you know if it smells.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you guys see that story going around about the killer jock, like this, like there was a high school party and like a nerd got like beat to death by some like football players.
Sick.
And, well, that's one take, but this like killer jock 17 boasted in text, I guess I'm just too strong, after helping beat a boy 16 to death at an Arizona house party. Bullies then danced on the dying teen's body and humped him. And they joked about how he had to have a closed casket funeral. Like, there were texts, like, basically, this kid died at a party. Mm-hmm. Nobody said anything about it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 6 months later, like, texts were revealed that these jocks were like, guess I'm too strong. I killed that guy that one time.
Oh,
yeah.
The kids are all right, you know?
That's fucked, dude.
No, that's so terrible.
I mean, taking pictures of the dead body, I get. But, like, beating him to death.
And humping then texting, him?
Yeah.
I get humping, I get
it. Too far.
That's this picture thing.
Teabagging.
Yeah. I mean, it's like if you kill him, you're like, might as well fucking.
Yeah. I'm going to emote on this guy.
I'm gonna take pics, you know? Yeah.
It would be like a Fortnite dance. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nowadays. There's a video of it.
Because, like, you're not cool until you, like, kill someone, you know? And he's 17, so it's like, I'm an adult.
Slap my wrist.
I can kill whoever I want.
He goes to jail for juvenile detention for 1 year, and then he's an adult and he's out.
Dude, on good time, it's probably like 2 months. Good behavior.
There was a bank robbery over Easter weekend.
Oh, huge bank robbery!
Yeah, $30 million.
$30 million.
Where did they steal?
Cash.
They do. Where was it?
It was in some like bank building in Los Angeles. And, like, there was no alarm set off.
It wasn't, like, a bank, though.
Yeah. I think it was, like, a...
It was, like, a holding house or something.
It was a... They were definitely... It was definitely weed money. I think it was for sure weed money, just cash.
Yeah.
And somebody got in there. There was an inside man.
It was for sure an inside... It was kind of like those movies where it's, like, you know, Christmas is on this day, but the banks don't open here. It's like Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like all the cash from the Christmas sales are in the fucking cash register. They can't.
Yeah. They can't trace it.
They can't put it in the bank until Monday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was one of those.
I read the LA Times article and then they.
Just reading the paper?
No, it was on the internet.
Oh.
I don't get the paper, unfortunately. I wish I did. I kind of wish I was a newspaper guy.
Should we bring that back?
Yeah, I think we should make our own newspaper.
Wow.
Whoa. Fantasy date news.
Yeah. Whoa.
Paper.
Where fantasy we just. Date.
Fantasy mail. Fantasy mail. I was saying fantasy date news.
Paper. Newspaper.
Just whatever. It's it's got online. It's got paper. The paper's probably going to lose money, but we'll get digital sales.
Or what if we just call it News Fans?
News Fans. News Fans. Whoa, it's like OnlyFans, but it's for news. Do you want to read the whole article?
Guys, we have this story.
Here's a little tidbit, but if you want the real thing, send us $3.
Breaking news.
It's just the headline, and breaking then... news. When you pay the $3 to open up the article, it just says thanks.
Yeah.
Because we don't, we're just writing headlines.
Yeah. It's just a C headline above. Yeah.
Nice. That's your news.
Today I learned that in ancient Greece, men had to go to the gym completely naked. Yep. I'm all for this. Let's bring this back. These spaces were exclusively for men. Again, bring that back.
Yeah.
And exercising in the nude was meant to promote the appreciation of the male physique.
Mm-hmm.
As a tribute to the gods.
So you've changed your opinion on being naked at the gym, huh?
No, actually, if I'm being real.
Because I told you guys how I've
been naked at the gym. Yeah, you're fucking weird.
And you guys are like, fucking
weird.
Wait, but then it's like, dude, we should all be naked at the gym.
Well, now I have to defend my honor. That was a bit that I was doing, and I was reading a funny...
So you are cool with naked gym stuff?
I'm not cool with naked gym guys.
Wait,
cool.
you were at the gym naked?
Yeah.
If I'm, like, changing out of stuff to, like, go into the steam room... I'll do like a half towel change.
Well, yeah, where you just like, you have your shirt on.
Yes.
And so you kind of, you get like a Winnie the Pooh vibe.
Yes.
For 1 second.
Yes, yes.
While you're putting on your, that's
exactly.
Fine.
Wow.
That's fine.
I'm not like naked stretching like arms with my head.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
you I'm are. On the ground like doing like
you're
happy
still
baby
wet.
Stretches.
You're still wet from the shower. You attempt to put your shirt on and it stops halfway through.
My white shirt that I drenched.
So you just have like this tube top situation going. Just hanging down.
Yeah. I walk like barrel chested, like back and forth.
What's up, boys?
Yeah. But hog out, cruising around, no.
That's absolutely not.
Could you imagine? Like, I have not thought of what my penis does when I'm like benching or like squatting.
It's small.
Yeah, it has to be.
Your blood's going everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not going there.
There's this old guy at the gym I see every now and then who is like, naked, proud guy.
Yeah.
He's got a hog on it.
Does he really?
He knows it, which is the worst kind.
Dude, he loves it.
Yeah.
He loves the attention.
He's like old guy, but it's like, oof, big.
That thing sees some action.
Yeah. It's scary.
My grandpa used to go to the 24-hour on Warner, and he said Peter North used to go there every once in a while. Guy's a legend.
Love it. Your grandpa knows who Peter North is.
Two things. Awesome. The other thing, awesome that your fucking grandpa knows Peter North.
Yeah. So sick. Damn.
Yeah. He had a Playboy subscription, so like there was probably an article written in there at one point about Peter North. My grandpa does not watch pornography.
I didn't know Peter North did stills, or it was like an interview.
It was an interview.
They really wanted to get into his psyche
like,
and his mindset.
That load. How do you do it?
We gotta get Peter here.
But I'm gonna call bullshit on your grandpa's excuse because you don't read one article and then like years later you see a guy and you're like, oh, that's from that one article I read in Playboy. You're like, oh my god, your grandpa's like fanboy. Like, oh my god, that's Peter North. Oh my god.
Yeah.
His loads are so big. Oh, how do you do it?
The loads.
It had to have been some gym gossip. I'm just assuming that it was hearsay. Like,
everyone's
Peter
like, oh, that's Peter North.
Yeah.
That's the guy with the loads.
That's the guy with the loads. And you know what? That is the guy with the loads.
Yeah.
That is the guy.
You don't see loads like that anymore.
You don't.
No.
That's crazy.
The kids can't do it.
They God broke the mold when he made him, you know?
He didn't have any plastic in his body.
What's Peter up to these days? You still think he's a star?
I think he's probably still
putting out content. He's got an OnlyFans guarantee.
Oh, yeah. Either that or he's dead. What's he doing?
Actor.
Yeah, respect.
100%.
He transitioned into feature films.
He's 66.
Oh, whoa. He's for sure blasting loads still.
Yeah. Dude. But just like... Yeah. It's like so much dust comes out. Mm-hmm. It's like you're squeezing a baby powder bottle.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the Dry Bones characters in Mario?
Yeah.
Where they like throw a bone and it just like rotates across the screen. And it's like that.
Yeah.
It's calcified.
What a guy.
It's like how a snake sheds its skin, but that's how his like load comes out.
Mm-hmm. Slowly.
Damn, that's true.
1990. Male fan favorite. 1991, male fan favorite. 92, male fan favorite. Hiatus. 93, nothing. 4, 5, 6, 7. 1998,
wait,
comeback.
He took a hiatus during his prime?
No, but like didn't win any awards.
Dude, he's like Mike Tyson, like retiring.
He was in the fucking lab creating this movie for 98.
He's like, not gonna release it until it's ready.
He goes, I three-peated. Four's not gonna happen. I know this. Yeah. I'm gonna bow out and I'm gonna create my masterpiece.
North Pole 17.
Yeah.
There was this like famous actor who won like 4 Emmys, like back to back to back to back, who's like legend. And then like decades later, this one guy he won 3 in a row and he was gonna win his 4th to tie this guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't submit me to any awards. Like, I can't tie this guy. Like, this guy's way better.
Really? Yeah.
He like pulled his name out of contention.
Damn,
out of respect.
That's tight.
That's what Peter North did.
Yeah.
Oh, initially gay pornography.
Yeah, gay for play, dude.
As a bottom.
Gay for pay.
As a bottom.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Transition. Not being utilized.
Transition. Yeah, he goes, I'm not being utilized.
He's like, have you guys seen my loads?
Yeah, have you? Why am I the bottom?
Why am I getting loaded on?
Peter, you're the bottom. 2000, North has appeared in over 2,000 adult films.
Well, dude, 91, 92, 93, that's like they're starting to get into like tapes. They're transitioning from film into tapes, dude. So 100%. He's just cranking them out.
You see, everybody's seen Boogie Nights. That's when they're
the death
downfall
of the film. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, according to North's official website, he chose his stage name because, quote, your penis is also referred to as your Peter. And when you are erect, it faces north. Plus, I am from the north.
From Canada?
His dick always faces north?
Always. Well,
what if he's facing south?
No.
It's like hard inside of him pointing backwards? You're saying up.
He's saying north. I'm not saying anything. Peter's the one claiming.
What if he's laying on his belly?
Straight up.
Inside
he
of
never him. Fucking lays on his belly.
Whoa. He'll die.
Oh, yeah.
He'll stab him. He'll get loaded in, and he's like, I'm drowning in internal load. Good for him. Is he still cranking him out? What's the bottom of the Wikipedia?
Yeah, what's
still
the,
blowing loads.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
See you, Space Cowboy.
IMDb.
I don't think they list porn on IMDb.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. There was a...
Oh, active in 2018.
Okay.
Miss Peter North, Black and Anal Edition.
Okay, Miss Peter
voice.
North?
It says Mr. North Voice. Damn genius. He just does... He does...
He's a voice actor now?
Yeah.
But it's just...
You can hear the load.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's ASMR with Peter North. That's chill.
That's so cool. Damn, he has 107 versions of North Pole.
Whoa.
North Pole 107. What made him stop?
I don't know.
Couldn't do 108. 2000?
What happened in 107 that he was like, this is it?
He shot his biggest load, probably.
He was like, I can't top that load.
This is it.
He's like, I spent 4 years holding that load in. Damn.
Yeah, he has to just like hang on to it for a little bit before he does a scene, right?
I don't know.
Brother,
I think there's like supplements you can take.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think... Don't get me wrong. I don't think Peter North has ever taken any supplements.
Dude, in 91?
The technology didn't exist.
No, and especially not 90 to 93.
But scientists saw him and they studied him and they're like,
whoa, what is this guy eating? That's what he did. They're like, Peter, come in.
Yep.
And they did like a 2-week food journal of everything.
He's running on the treadmill. He's blowing in the tube, you know?
Data.
Yeah.
Minority Report. They're fucking.
He's laying in the fucking.
The fluid, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Ice bath, cold plunge,
all heat. Of it.
Mm hmm.
Wow. He's like the LeBron James of pornography.
Pornography.
This is actually totally related.
Yeah.
There's a Japanese organization, Shane.
Nice. Let me.
It's called White Hands. They offer ejaculation help for males with disabilities who cannot physically masturbate due to paralysis, muscle atrophy, or incurable diseases or cerebral palsy. It's identified as a medical term.
It's pills? What'd you say?
No, it's there's jobs where people go to their homes and jack them off.
Whoa. So they're prostitutes.
But they're not.
No,
because they're
doctors.
Medical professionals.
Yeah, they're doctors.
It's usually women, but like,
dude, that's awesome.
They're providing a service and it's like covered by insurance.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We should bring that here. Yeah. Guys.
We do it.
But we combine it what's the end of life shit?
Hospice.
No, where you can choose to die.
We
like Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah.
What's that shit called?
Assisted suicide.
Yeah, but there's a word for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, murder. We combine. We jack them off and then we kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We
choke them to death. Hey. Make sure they come and then they die.
I just want to make you aware. The next page you're going to sign about the assisted suicide. We have a package actually that we're working on that we've just introduced. It is we gotta come up with a name for it. But it's
the happy ending.
We offer the real happy ending. We do this for you.
The final happy ending, yeah.
It's really good price.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get you.
Or I like it being, hey, if we're gonna kill you, it's gonna cost this much. But if you let us jack you off and keep your semen, we'll kill you for free.
Nice.
We're gonna harvest the privacy out of your genetic material. We're gonna send it to 23andMe and add you to the database.
We will fine print it, as in they sign it without knowing that they're gonna get jacked off.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're like really afraid.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they've gotten the injection that paralyzes them.
Yeah.
And then you're jacking them off. And
oh,
like,
so sorry, Mr. Smith. Forgot to. Yeah. You gotta sign this real quick.
We read your chart wrong.
Oh my god, Mr. Smith. Yeah. We forgot this paper when you signed. Just go ahead and sign here on the bottom line.
Blink twice if that's okay.
Yeah.
You blow in their eyes and they're like, okay, confirmed. Let the record show.
You got that?
Yeah. Blink twice. Okay.
There's a fan going.
Any minute now, Mr. Smith.
Yeah. No. Don't die yet. Don't die on me now. Right around the corner. Come
10.
On. Yeah. Come. We're going to do this together. Yeah. It's the same. Hey. It's along the same lines of the, like, masturbating into the cold plunge thing. But, like, it's with death. That's what we do. We sell it to Silicon Valley billionaires that are going to die.
Yeah,
and we're like, here's the package.
Guys.
The executive package. Whoa.
Guys.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
They're like, you want to go to fucking Mars? Mars fucking blows, dude.
Mars sucks.
We will make sure that you have the greatest orgasm of your life.
Before you die.
As you die.
Yeah.
Like, you're going out with a
bang.
It
has to be as, because the orgasm's going to be so good, they might think twice about...
Yeah.
It's the orgasm that kills them.
Yeah.
It's so good that they have a brain aneurysm.
Yeah. We come up with
and then they die.
There's a chemical, there's a drug, the pill, something that it puts your heart in just the right spot.
Give them Viagra and ecstasy.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It's a cocktail of like Molly and Viagra. Yeah. That's
tight.
Exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
asphyxiation, you know?
Yeah.
You keep going towards this choking thing,
I wish Zach was here.
Yeah. He would explain it. He knows.
But, yeah. Or if you're, like, into, like, cock and ball torture, they, like, they specialize it. you know?
Custom. We'll do it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you're like a sub BDSM guy? Like, we're going to whip you, and as you come that last time, you're going to fucking die of, like, whip lacerations.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we can't have the cause of death be from...
Well, we have a medical professional that would be like, death by orgasm.
Yeah. You sign for that.
Yeah, and okay. then the guy walks in, he's like, yep, I smell an orgasm. It's called a callback.
He's the guy that confirms it.
Yeah.
And he, yes.
It's like a sommelier. Yeah, he comes in, he's like, this was not an orgasm. This wasn't...
This wasn't a
choking orgasm death. This was a pleasure orgasm. Death. I can smell it. The oakiness.
Who jacked off this man?
There's like a fruitiness in the air. Yeah. You know? He's like walking around it? The
Dude.
Air. Yep, he died about 6 hours ago.
Trying to think about a guy who like solves cases by smelling the orgasm, but I haven't quite put it together yet.
I'm just glad for once it's not me getting jacked off that we're talking
That's
about.
That's how you would die. Milking table.
Yeah, milking table. We got it.
We have posters of Peter North on the wall in your milking table room to like to inspire you to have even bigger loads.
Maybe we reach out to Peter and we get like a sponsor. We sponsor him or he sponsors us. I'm not sure yet.
Do you think that if you sent him like like a professional headshot. You know how you can send like NBA players professional headshots?
Yeah, absolutely.
We mail one to them, say, here's prepaid postage. Just sign it and send
Peter,
it back.
Peter, big fan, dude. Big we huge just talked about fan. You on
Can
the
you
pod.
Take a big load on this picture for
can
us?
You sign, no. Can you sign this and it returns like dried and crusted?
Nut
on the piece of paper.
He seals the envelope with his nut, dude. Yeah, there it is.
I'm actually going to go on eBay and look for signed Peter North.
That would be a good one to add to the wall.
That would be incredible. You don't ever say anything about it. If somebody recognizes it, you know what I mean?
I like my work computer, like it's the view of it. And like people sometimes ask me about which ones and it's like, what's that guy? And it's like,
you have to have a fake name.
Yeah, that's
Ready.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, that's Brad Pitt Fight Club or something. Oh, 100%. He's like shirtless.
Dude. $40.
What? Dude. Yeah.
I'm gonna look for a more tasteful one. That one was just the first one that just came up. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love eBay.
Dude, it's the best.
I fucking love eBay.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
They're the best.
I've got a pretty cool fact. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah, let it fly.
The creator of Wonder Woman was in a thruple that involved his first wife and his student. They were heavily into bondage, which inspired early iterations of the superheroine, the Wonder Woman. That thruple lasted for 22 years all the way until his death. So they were like a three, you know, whatever. Yeah, he was married to his wife, but then...
They had the student involved.
Yeah, and then after he died, Olive Byrne, the student, and Elizabeth Marston stayed together for the rest of their lives, which was 43 years.
Awesome.
So the thruple turned into a couple, so they lived together for 65 years total, and they each named one of their kids with William after the other one.
Wow.
Like, this was like a solid, like...
Power couple.
Thruple.
What year? Power thruple, excuse me. Wonder Woman? When did Wonder Woman come out?
I would say like 60s, 70s.
Fuck yeah.
But like, this was on Reddit and people were like, that makes sense that they were into bondage because Wonder Woman... Oh, and he helped invent the polygraph, which brings about the lasso of truth, right?
The guy who created Wonder Woman created the polygraph.
He was a part of a team of dudes that created the lie detector test.
What?
Yeah, so it's like the lasso of truth. And like the Wonder Woman always had like the gold like bondage wrist cuffs.
That was her beep deflect.
Yeah. And whenever her only weakness was she lost her powers whenever she was tied up by a man.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So like she was whenever if she was like tied
up.
Because
she was too horny.
What? I don't know about that.
Well, it's like because she's like being dominated by a man, she turns into the sub and loses all of her powers. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's crazy.
Dude, I thought that was so chill. And that's also, that, like, that could be a movie with all of, like, LGBT content that, like, Hollywood's cranking out. Turn that into, like, a biopic.
The real origins of Wonder Woman. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty sick.
Somebody posted on r/Halifax, the Canadian town.
Yeah.
thanks. Well, I don't know if you know what Halifax. I know Shane doesn't know what Halifax.
Yeah, I know what Halifax is because they remember
it's a Canadian in Goon, town.
They play Halifax. Halifax. So I know what that is.
And he asked. He said, "I work with an American guy who is normal, and he's a big fan of Peter North. Does anybody know where I can get a 8x10 glossy with his signature?"
Send him a link to that.
It's sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like that. See, you found it, and then within the last 2 minutes, someone's like, oh my god, these never hit eBay. I gotta get it.
100%.
Yeah.
He's cornering the market.
What can you do? I gotta track him down and get his signature.
Did you guys see there was a... I love... there was a hockey game the other night, and at the puck drop, it was a 5-on-5 absolute brawl.
Yeah.
People just beating the fuck out of each other.
And, like, everybody got ejected.
Dude, so sick. And I think one of them, we talked about it earlier, is that rookie who keeps fucking fighting everybody.
Rempy.
Yeah. And he did that, like, the rookie loop or whatever in front of like 70,000 people, and they immediately got in a fight with somebody. The dude's huge.
Yeah, he's like 6'7".
And he's just fucking fighting everybody in the league. It's so sick. It's
so awesome.
Did you guys see what happened with the Ohtani home run ball?
Yeah, okay.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, they got so fucked.
That person's an idiot.
Yes.
Did you like look into what happened?
Yeah.
I've seen like a bunch of shit. What do you? You probably have it.
So Tawny, the big Dodger Japanese guy, hit his first home run. Yeah. Ball. They said the ball could be worth like as much as $100,000, and so this woman catches it. Security like immediately gets there, separates her from her husband, and is like, "You got to come with us," and like strong armed her.
I would never
legally any ball that's foul ball or whatever is like, if it becomes in possession of the fan owns it, and usually like you get it certified.
Yeah,
but they like took her into the back room, separated her from her husband, and they were like basically like interrogation room status where they're like, oh, it's got to be authenticated, like we got to wait a few hours. And like during those hours they were like, you know, it's a very special ball, like we'll give you like signed bats and signed hats and whatever. And she was like, they basically implied that the Dodgers own the ball and that like
they wouldn't authenticate it if she didn't give it up,
and that like this was normal, you know. And and then afterwards, they're like, the husband was like, "This is fucking ridiculous." Yeah,
oh my god, I would be screaming like, even if there's probably some bullshit where they're allowed to separate you, but I would be screaming just like, "Don't give it up."
Never.
Do
give
not
it up.
Give it up.
Yeah.
So she's done.
Lawyer, I would just be a lawyer.
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
You don't think I can get this authenticated? Look at the news.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's was bullshit. That's a bad look by the Dodgers. Yeah.
Especially piggybacking off of the whole fucking gambling scandal.
Yeah. Well, and then Ohtani after the game was like, yeah, I was able to like talk to the fans and they gave it up. And like, I'm really hyped.
He probably had no idea, though.
The fans was like, we never met him.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen at all.
Oh, that's fucked.
So that's also a bad look on Ohtani.
I also saw, though, when he said that, they mistranslated. They skewed it a little bit.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a bad look all around. They were probably like, oh, we got your fucking ball. And he was like, oh, yeah, they gave it up. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good for anybody, though.
No.
They should get minimum, like, lifetime season tickets.
He would have to come. He needs to come out and, like, make it right and fucking...
He should give them the ball.
Yeah.
Like, he should sign it, have it authenticated, pictures, like, get, you know, and just be like, here.
Did you hear what he did
to... Or pay them $100,000, you know?
Can we talk about it? What's his name? That's bullshit that I don't remember. The pitcher...
Joe, whatever his name is.
Yeah, and he had 17.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, can I have 17? And he bought his like wife a Porsche.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that.
17 what?
Number 17. Like when he came to the Dodgers. Fuck.
Joe Curry or something. No, that's the actor. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly.
Wait, Ohtani wanted to be 17?
Ohtani wanted to be 17. Joe Kelly was 17. So he asked if Ohtani asked if he could have it. Kelly, yeah, go for it. Yeah. And then Ohtani bought Kelly's wife a fucking rad Porsche.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got paid fucking...
Well, and like if you're Ohtani and this is the beginning of like a blockbuster relationship, yeah, you're in like the biggest market in the world, you're like highest paid,
poor guy,
like everyone in Japan, you're like the hero of Japan, right? Yeah. Shane?
Yeah.
Okay, confirmed.
Do they love him?
Oh my god.
Okay,
he's the fucking man.
I didn't know,
but like yeah, he needs a PR person. Like they should spend like upwards of like $500,000 to like change public opinion of what
happens. Yeah, they can afford it.
Like it's worth way more than this $100,000 that the Dodgers paid.
Yeah,
or like stole essentially.
Well, like the rest of baseball fans hate him. I feel like the Dodgers. I just.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they don't have him. Well, it's like people hate LeBron when he's not on their team.
Well, because the Dodgers spent a fucking billions, you know, on.
And they wrote the contract in a way that, like, they could save cap space and shit. Yeah.
It's.
Magic Johnson. Fucking.
It's fucking. What's the word for that? Where they put it at the end?
The end?
Some cap space saving thing.
They don't pay him till the end.
It's a balloon payment at the end?
Yeah, but there's a word for it.
Payments?
Did you guys hear...
That's it. Payment.
Thom Yorke hinted that they're going to do an album and tour in 2025
for Radiohead. I'm ready.
Yeah,
So, even if their next album is garbage, like, I would love to see them one more time.
When has any of their albums garbage?
The last one was... Okay, Moonshade Pool, a couple good songs.
Dude, Burn the Witch, dog?
Burn the Witch was a banger.
There's some bangers on there.
I need to give it a revisit, I think.
Dude, yeah, I want to go on like a multi-stop tour, you know, like a West Coast tour.
Yeah, you do like a Fish sort of situation. Like where you follow them.
They're
around.
Playing at the Santa Barbara Bowl. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, they play at the Hollywood Bowl with the LA Philharmonic. That's my dream concert.
Whoa!
I would like take out a loan to go see that. That's the dream. They're playing in like Portland or like Seattle or Toronto. You know,
That would be sick.
Yeah.
You should.
Is Toronto on the West Coast or the East Coast? I think it's East.
Vancouver is on the West
Coast. Vancouver's on the West Coast. Yeah. They're playing Mexico City.
Oh.
That would be chill.
I would be down.
A little weekend in Mexico City.
Yeah. Tacos.
Yeah.
Cervezas.
they have those there, I think.
Tacos?
Yeah.
My brother asked me the other day, he goes, hey, like, do you have any, like, weapons in your house? Like, just to have, and immediately was like, yeah, I have a samurai sword, and I have a fake samurai sword, and he was like, wait, what?
Yeah. We gotta practice with the fake one.
Yeah, I have both. He's like, okay. I
was like, what do you mean?
Like, get a fucking T-ball bat. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I recently moved. I had the swords next to the door, and I moved them.
Why?
It's not a great like first impression. If someone comes in and there's like a stack of swords. There's a baseball bat. There's a real sword, and there's a practice sword. And it's like
that's when you say choose your weapon.
The implication.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think they're looking at that?
No.
Yes.
What a funny story.
Well, no, it's...
Actually, my friend got
me. Actually, my friend got me both of these.
No, you bring him out on the second date, and you're like, check out my sword.
Well, you didn't finish your sentence. They're in the bedroom.
They're in the bedroom. Yeah. They're laying on the bed.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Your weapon.
Pardon me. No, it's getting hot and steamy. You get home from dinner. The date went fantastic. Yeah. She's coming in. You go into the bedroom.
Let's move this to the bedroom.
Pause. Yeah. And you do the little dance. Maybe you do like a cool, like, and you put it in the corner or something.
I like that they're laid out on the bed, and it's like, oh, I forgot that I should have put these away before you came.
Sorry.
Yeah. But while they're out.
Yeah.
I was practicing.
Yeah.
It would be sick if you, like, two-hand over the head into the wall.
Whoa.
And stuck it there.
Samurai sword?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm ready.
Well, he doesn't have a samurai sword. He has a fucking sick-ass straight
like a
midi, sword.
Yeah, it's like a long sword.
Which the... Like European swords are far superior to samurai swords from what I've seen.
I don't know. I think that the samurai sword is more precise and quicker, but I feel like the European sword is for like field battles.
Do you remember the bodyguard, the scene with the silk? Come on, dude.
The
European sword's not doing that.
The samurai sword, they're not as strong
as the...
That's so full of shit. You're talking out of your ass. It's
no,
like
I am not.
Steel. No, I think Corey's right.
I'm 100%.
Because right. I think the European swords are for cutting through armor.
Yeah.
The samurai swords are wearing... Like, the samurais are the wearing, samurai like,
precision.
Yeah, the samurai swords are for, like, oh, I need to stab myself.
I have to cut through this bamboo stick.
I'm fucking lopping your head off in between.
I have these mats wrapped around a piece of bamboo. I need to cut through it.
My sword's piercing through Kevlar, dude.
I'm just saying, you got a weak sword, boy.
Yeah. No. Oh, but the samurais have two swords. They got the mini sword.
Well, you know what I also, like, a lot of them rock. They have the mini. But a lot of them rock two big ones.
Yeah.
And I kind of want, like, obviously it's just more protection, but I kind of want to fucking get into that.
I think.
Dual wielding.
No.
No, they don't, no. Half the time, they even just take it off. Like, they're really getting down.
I think one of, it's like a long sword for, like, big battles or, like, horseback.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. And then close
there's,
combat.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And then there's the small sword for the seppuku and for, like, eye pokes.
Dude, the, what is that, 13 Assassins? That movie?
Yeah.
Where they fucking stronghold the town and then they're...
No, 13 Samurai.
Seven Samurai?
No, there's Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai.
Is it Last Samurai?
Yeah, that.
It might be 13 Assassins.
13 Assassins. But okay. Just like when they're fighting in the town and fucking swords getting stuck in people and then they're just picking up random ones that they've placed throughout the town.
So good. Assassin's so Creed, so sick. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. That's Creed and called. Apollo, that Michael B. Jordan movie. Apollo 13.
That's a good Tom
Hanks.
Yeah, 13 Assassins. Yeah.
Well, no, the movie 13.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
13
going
up
30.
13 Ghosts.
Whoa, Ghost.
Ghost?
Ghost of Tsushima.
Wow.
That's a video
Ghost
game.
Ghost of Mars. You're a Ghost of Mars?
Zero Dreams of Sushi.
Mars Attacks.
Whoa. Attack on Titan.
Whoa. That's a good one.
Titanfall.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait. Remember the Titans?
Legends of the Hidden Fall.
Wow. That's a good one.
Whoa. Legends of the Fall.
Yeah.
Legend.
I am legend.
I am Sam.
Dude, that's a good one.
Fuck this.
I'm trying to think.
That one movie's so sick. There's so much in that movie. It's crazy.
Sam.
I am.
Sam.
The
I am.
Dr. Seuss book.
That's a good one.
Yep. Dr. Strangelove. Yeah. Love Actually.
That's a good one. I actually really like that one.
I'm gonna get one. That, what do you mean? It's all one movie.
Yeah, go on, dude.
Love Island.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Castaway.
Castaway? Castaway's a good one.
Well, I don't got one.
Come on, Castaway.
Far away? Where they fly with the geese, dude?
Fargo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The geese is not... What is it?
That was like 10 movies ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, what? Whoa. Mighty Ducks.
Wow.
Whoa. Duck, Duck, Goose. Duck, that duck, game. The goose is loose.
Mm-hmm. Top Gun, Goose.
Any Which Way But Loose?
Any Which Way But Loose.
Yeah.
Camp...
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
I love Lucy.
Blood Diamond.
Blood Submarine.
Blood Submarine. U571.
Hunt for Red October.
Down Periscope.
Yeah. Down Periscope.
Yeah.
System of a Down.
Yeah, they did the soundtrack for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
System. Sammy.
Go on.
We'll wait for you.
I just got one. I took down Periscope.
We've got like three times as many as you.
System of a Down. System.
All systems go.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Do you remember those music videos?
So sick.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Battle at the OK Corral, scene that's in Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Gave you a bunch of words to work with right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even trying anymore.
Emma Stone. In that one movie.
La La Land. That's a good
Land
one.
Land Before Time. The Time Machine. Yep.
That book, The Time Machine.
Yeah.
Where he goes back in time.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, come back on, to dude. The future.
Come on, dude.
That rap artist Future.
Future. Yeah. Islands. Future Islands.
No.
What's that? It's a band, what? Dude.
What? What are you talking about?
No. That one wasn't a good one. Dirty Sprite 2, the Future album. That's a good album.
Whoa.
Drake?
Drake. Degrassi. Yeah.
Degrassi.
Go try to get something off Degrassi. Mardi Gras.
Neil DeGrasse.
Neil DeGrasse Tyson.
Oh.
Mike Tyson.
Tyson versus Vander Holyfield.
The Hangover.
Bit the ear off. Face Off.
Face Off.
Nick Cage, John Travolta.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, where he's the angel.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Michael Jordan.
Is that the Angels and Demons?
Angels in the Outfield.
Whoa, there okay. It is.
That's a good one.
Predator.
Donald Glover.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right. All right. Okay. Thank all right.
You. Fuck you.
That was a stretch for me, but you guys are on another wave.
Oh, dude.
Lethal Weapon?
Lethal Weapon.
Well,
I'm too old for this shit.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
we got to go out on something.
There's psychoactive drugs being made from human bones in Sierra Leone. And cool. There is a national emergency because there are so many drug addicts digging up graves, grave robbing.
Oh.
Yeah. So I want to try the drugs that's made from bones.
Yeah, I would do that.
What do you think? It's like a, you smoke it?
It's psychoactive.
Do you eat it?
I would hope you smoke it.
Yeah. I don't want to inject bones, you know?
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. I saw somebody smoking fentanyl on Twitter. Like a lot, they were smoking a lot of fentanyl, like every day.
High tolerance.
Yeah.
There was this guy that I went to college with who was at like a music festival, like multi-day thing, mm-hmm. and he had been doing a bunch of drugs, and like after one of the nights, he like went to a buddy's house that they had met or whatever, and like they were doing drugs, and the buddy's like, oh, I got this like box, like I don't know what it is, but like you guys want to try it, and they're like, yeah, for sure. They open the box, and it's like it looks like dirty cocaine, but there's like a lot of it, and like someone like tries to smoke it, and like someone snorts it, and they're like, what is this? It was cremated remains. Oh, it was like an urn box. No. Dude, they found like a name on the bottom and a date, and it was like, oh, this is a dead guy. Oh, it said railing. It was like it was a name, and then it had like the birth date, and then it had another date, and they're like, oh no. They're like, oh, okay.
You wouldn't look at all sides of the box before drugs, you decide to...
Drugs.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're on drugs and you're trying to do more drugs...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I know. It sounds like an urban legend story, but the guy, when he told the story, I was like, this fucking happened to him. Yeah. He was fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, drug bones.
Drug bones.
Drugs, maybe.
Bone drugs.
And orgasm smells.
Drug ink.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The happiest ending. I wanted to I wanted to amend the name of the product to the happiest ending.
The happiest ending. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a little more classy, because the happy ending is like cheap. Like,
yeah. You could get those anywhere.
Right. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Hand in stone.
I want to end it on. It's been a while since I've had a like a crusade. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on my crusade.
Yeah.
Of like not shaming the public, but just like, dude, like you gotta speak up. We live in a society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of related, but I walk Oscar around the neighborhood, and there's one guy that's like loud Trumper, has like big multiple flags flying, you mm-hmm. know, whatever, and like, you know, the flags usually are like Trump, and it's like Keep America Great or like stolen election, whatever. He had this big flag that when it was waving, it you could just see Biden, and then it was clearly something that was like pedophile in chief or like something like tiny underneath it. And I was walking Oscar, and I had my headphones in, and he was sitting on his porch, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be good.
Yeah.
And I get to like we're passing his house, like we're like just about to pass his house, mm-hmm. and I was like, sick Biden flag, and like I gave him like a fist raise, yeah. and he said something to me, but I had my headphones in, and yeah. I just kept walking. Yeah. The next day, gone.
Oh, that's so gone.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, dude, bye, like hell yeah, you know, and he was like, he like spent fucking $100.
No, you idiot! It's yeah. not. And then yeah. you're like, I just jamming out.
Yeah.
Damn, you roasted him yeah. so hard.
I know.
That's
yeah. That's I mean, awesome. At this point, like. Trump all the way. Yeah. It would be funnier yeah. and like yeah. more realistic to see the world in.
Yeah.
Like,
we're gonna be there for it.
Honestly, every day I'm like, there's hints that society is like crumbling around us.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Like, a lot of it has to do with like people who I feel like everybody like did their job mm-hmm. a while ago, and nowadays everybody is just getting through the day,
yeah.
mm-hmm. pushing stuff under the rug.
Yep.
Like, yeah, we'll call you back, and it's like never get called yeah, back. Or like I called, like I got like a dental like bill that yeah. I was like, there's no way that this happened, and like I called and I was like, I want to talk about the bill. That was like 3 weeks ago. No one's called me back.
Dude, I just had to like yell at the doctor, yell at the medical company, and then insurance, and then round two, yeah. just the whole, I went off.
I think
felt good.
Like, we've, as a society, have gotten to the point where it's like, we're just gonna make everything so inconvenient that people are just gonna give up on trying to like rectify
yeah.
wrongs.
Oh yeah.
I've done that multiple times where it's like, end of the line.
You're just like, the system is designed to end in frustration.
Yeah.
And there's no way you're going to like get money back or get to someone that's going to like own up to the idea that like an injustice occurred, and they're going to be like, you know what? This is wrong. Like, yeah. I'm going
to
yeah. help you
no
out.
No one's there to correct.
It's like, no, no. you got to talk to Carol. Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. And so I feel like, yeah, Trump, just end it, dude.
Like, arms open.
Yeah, we just don't care anymore.
Did he really post that April Fool's? Like, yeah. I would never. Yeah.
Dude.
Best
goof ever.
Yeah. All right. We got to play some racquetball.
Yep.